Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We haven't had this guy on in a while. Probably my bad, but he's a busy guy, too. Ron Spencer is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk quantum entanglement, quantum discussions of how to help folks. You know, I ended last hour talking intensely, and not in a detailed way, just kind of an overview introduction of where we're going to go for sure next week with a physician, a buddy of mine, who is studying deeply every ingredient in these mRNA shots and the pathways that they're working with, interacting with, and what it's setting the stage for. A Bill Gates euphoria dream come true, potentially. You obviously know, if you're a longtime fan or listener or watcher of the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we are on the issue of just regular vaccines. We defend freedom, always, to you do what you want to do, but we don't like deception when it comes to the promotion of medical interventions that may, in fact, be causing more problems than they're solving, if they're solving any. Creating illness where there was none. Guaranteeing illness where there was none. And perhaps this mRNA injection, maybe, according to some physicians, doctors, and scientists, some who have worked within it, are warning us that even if you survive the pain of the arm as the mild adverse event, that you have set yourself up to an early termination of your life on planet Earth. Not my words, but I intuitively get it, sensitized to the whole agenda of the population reductionists like Gates and the vaccinologists, the vaccine sycophants or cultists. And many of them who believe in it, and I don't mean at the highest levels, just the general folks, they're not intending to harm anyone with it. In fact, they really believe that they're delivering goodness in a syringe and that they can get life back to normal. And there are people that are on the fence on it. They're going, you know what, I'll take it if it gets life back to normal. You know, as you hear Biden say, hey, Yeah, listen to the CDC. They'll tell you when you can do something and when you can do it, what you can do and how many can do it, and on it goes, including worshiping. Just ridiculous that we tolerate a government that believes it can do that or a people that believes government should do that. But we also have a government that's been captured by the allopathic church on almost every level, and many church-going folks, synagogue-going folks, temple-going folks have adopted that dogma of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, unbeknownst to them. They don't know. They worship once a week, twice a week, if they're allowed by government. And then they come out and turn their bodies or over, their kids' bodies over, to these cultists wearing white lab coats. Maybe they have a stethoscope. Maybe they're a nurse, whatever, or a tech, and they're going to inject you with this stuff. A grand experiment at doing what? Preventing your death, perhaps accelerating it. Not, and again, for the most of them, it's not intentional. I don't believe they're intending to, but they'll look back if they're alive one day and go, my gosh, what did I participate in? And then they'll have to come face to face with a real horrific reality that even in ignorance that they're responsible for their actions. I know, it's not pleasant to say it, but I got to. My buddy Ron Spence joins me now from Limbic Arc. Ron, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Robert. We haven't chatted for a while. And, you know, I wanted to, as a take off from your last hour, and before we can go there, because I have something I want to share that I think everybody's going to want to hear, but just on the comments you just made right now about the COVID things going on. And I'm on top of the same stuff that you know the same stuff I know, and we're on the same page. But I want to share something with you that happened to me because I caught COVID. I got the COVID virus, okay, and some months back, okay, and I was sick. Okay, I don't know if it was COVID or not, but I was sick. And
yeah, you didn't subject yourself to the nasal anal swab, right? Yeah.
No, it was you spit in a tube, okay? Okay, so, but what happened, I spit in a tube and said, yeah, you got COVID, okay? So, but I want to share with you an experience that I had so that you know. Now, the technology that I'm involved with, it's quantum. It's energy information. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But here's what happened. I thought, you know, I have this tool. I want to, because I was really sick. I was sick, okay? I wasn't deathly ill or anything, but I had flu, okay? So, but what happened was after almost 2 weeks of this experience, I'm thinking, geez, normally I would start getting better by now, and I wasn't. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to go to my experience with Olympic Arc. I'm going to activate the system because it's designed so that your innate intelligence helps participate in the selection process of what's going on, okay? And so I did that. You know what happened? Right? I discovered when I did that that I was hit by 5G. I was hit by 5G. And by the way, there's a big connection between 5G and this possible COVID virus.
Well, you know, you get banned and terminated from places for saying that, right?
I know, but I'm just sharing with my experience what happened to me. Okay, I got 5G. It showed on my performance, if you will, that I was exposed to 5G. It was hurting me. And the next thing that came up, it gives you the top things that are hurting you. The next thing came up that I was lacking oxygen. Okay, I'm thinking, oh my gosh! Even though I wasn't experiencing that, I saw it. So here's what I did. I turned this on because the technology is designed to interfere with that energy pattern so it doesn't hurt you. So I turned it on for those things right there, and within 15 minutes I started feeling better. This was in the evening when I did this, and the next morning when I woke up, it was gone. It was so gone. So when you understand how information works, this technology was designed with the intent to block this stuff. It did, and that was an experience I had. Actually, suffering through this COVID experience, I turned this on, and man, it just took me to a whole new level. Okay, yeah. Now, you talked about in your last hour, okay, about detox. You know, that I think that's a major advantage of what our technology has, because here's what I found. Any alternative health person that knows anything about alternative health will tell you that, you know, years ago we need to give people nutrition to heal their bodies. Now that's not the first thing on the agenda. The first thing is we got to get rid of toxins, because if we don't get rid of toxins, the nutrients won't assimilate. Okay, they get blocked at receptors, they get blocked at the microbiome, everything's messed up. We have, and plus we now have electromagnetics that block nutrients. And so now, so what happens with this technology? When you receive it, it's energy information. It doesn't travel the same biochemical pathways that chemicals travel. It comes directly into your field, and the body recognizes it. Says, okay, finally, you gave me that vitamin C, or you gave me whatever I'm missing, and the body brings it back into balance. And that's what we're seeing happening. I have an example of a lady, a young lady. She had all the symptoms of scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C. Okay, so Dr. Cook... he says, geez, I'm looking at her diet. Her diet shows she's eating plenty of vitamin C food. She's taking vitamin C supplements. So he gives her the energy information of vitamin C, and bingo, her scurvy symptoms totally go away fast. Now, how can that happen? Well, the dots that I connect is that there is something in her body blocking the receptors, blocking, messing up the microbiome. She wasn't assimilating vitamin C, and for the first time, she got the information, and now her body was brought back into balance. And that's what this technology does. It's amazing. It's an amazing tool everybody should have to help us get through this minefield of all the things we're exposed to in this life.
Yeah, and of course, you know, when we talk, like we go, we just kind of nod at each other because we've had similar experiences and come to similar conclusions. And, you know, as I've argued, because my recovery began with homeopathy to detox, to work with the drainage system. And it's arguably quantum information exchange, homeopathy,
exactly.
As well.
Same thing. Yep.
This is just a technological leap in terms of the quantum,
yes.
Limbic arc interface,
yep.
So to speak.
Exactly.
And, you know, what you say is true, what I've experienced, that we have become so corrupted as a species. And I don't even, now I'm not talking morally, but that's true too in a lot of ways. But from a physiological functional way, we've got so many blockages for normal
yes.
function that we can't even assimilate the things we put in. Of course,
yep.
that's why my focus is liver, get rid of the,
yep.
you know, kidney, get rid of the garbage that's in the way.
Yep.
And follow on or simultaneously start bringing the things in. Now, as you point out, if you need those things and you can't get them in, that's troubling. So can we do something to signal the body with information that it could benefit as well? And yes, indeed, I agree we can. And that, and to me, this doesn't replace eating, ultimately, unless you're a breatharian.
Right.
I haven't met any officially yet. I've heard about them, but we talk about it. But until you're that point, you know, you've got to find a way to assimilate. So this is a step along the way to your recovery. And I wanted
That's
to
great.
Share with you, I don't know if we've talked extensively about it. I mentioned to my buddy Bruce Kemp, who connected us with Olympic Arc a couple of years ago now at an advanced medicine conference, funny enough, that Dr. Bitar hosted. That's when we met Bruce. And just a brief announcement for our Hour 2 viewers or listeners. Charlotte, North Carolina, Memorial Day weekend, Advanced Medicine Conference, third annual now, coming together. I'll be there. I want to see y'all there. And we'll give you an opportunity for those that can't make it to stream it as well. And, you know, there's a lot of quantum discussion in those events. Bruce Lipton, my buddy, will be there and others. It's going to be absolutely, absolutely amazing. So I want you to plan for it. So, you know, the journey of my wife, and on Sunday's broadcast, Super 9 and I both ended up talking about our wives, you know, health challenges we have. Now, we've been through a journey of recovering. I say we. My wife's been suffering more, although, you know, you feel it as a spouse, with a trigeminal neuralgic injury, inflammation and pain. And the journey has been through CBD, which was a major leap, kratom, major leap in reducing the pain, and many other things over time that have helped, including, as you said, remediating the fifth-generation wireless interference technology. This we talk about, and you met our buddy Paul Baratero. Remember when we all met? And
yep.
he's got this is out of Germany, double-blind placebo-tested as well, to interact in the field to reduce its negative impact on it. So any tool that you can get, I'm supportive of. Obviously, I want validations, but what we're experiencing with the limbic arc, specific to the next level of recovery for my wife, is what I want to share with you as well. For those of you who heard Sunday, it's a little bit of a repeat. So the two things that she's done very consistently since a couple of months at least now is one, the limbic arc spark scan, which where we go in and I'll show everybody visually. There's an interface here. You can link to it at robertscottbell.com. You'll see on your computer, it works on your phone too, that it'll say add info boost. It'll ask you if you want to do a scan, and you do a voice scan and a kind of a kinetic movement type scan. And then even if you don't want to consciously select something, like say you have pain or you want an anti-aging thing, whatever. I couldn't talk about this, Ron. You can tell I know stuff now, right? When we first started talking. And I was like watching. It's a learning process. And now it's going, you know what? You tell me, right? Work with my innate intelligence and let me know what do I need.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And then I went in, and with your help and with Bruce's help, we went in and, you know, it would select automatically the top 10% of the things it said your body was needing. And then we would go in and say, well, let's add to the top 20% of everything.
Yep.
And then we'd run these things. And slowly but steadily,
yes,
my wife has, I mean, last week, I mentioned this on Sunday show, we had events Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evening. Now, to go out once a week is a big deal. We're just not. We're kind of homebodies, I admit it. But, I mean, to go out for my wife is a big deal. It's like it takes a lot of effort. And we were able to do that once we got some of the remediation, like with the key technology of the 5G. But still, there's lingering issues. And she's making leaps, Ron, that we almost, you know, it was too much to ask. Could it happen? To the point where she didn't believe there's a future for her without pain, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I think now she's seeing a potential for a future without that, as little by little. And I, like, people want to get on the Olympic art and go, oh, it didn't happen 24 hours later. I was going for it, didn't work, right? Or even a month later. I'm talking about 2 months of intense renewing the scan, the telling you what you need, don't you, and doing it, that I'm seeing what I would call miraculous things happen. Now, to give credit where credit is due also, my buddy John Hewlett has introduced us all to the cardio miracle, which is enhancing the nitric oxide production in the body and all the benefits therein. So there are parallel tracks, but there's some that defy explanation in terms of just nutrient introduction that we've been doing for years and years and years. So from my, let's say, I'm going to say reticence or reluctance. I mean, I engaged in this discussion because of Bruce and meeting you to say, let's give it a try. What do we got to lose? I mean, at worst, for those, you know, it's $100 a month, and then you get access to everything you could find in a health food store, but in a quantum way. And then if you wanted to add a bunch of people to it at $10 extra, you can share the cost, whatever it is. You can make it very affordable. And let's see what happens. And I'm telling you now, I'm in. This is something I don't want to be without. And I couldn't have said that at first, and it took me a while to get there. I'm just saying today, seeing what's happening for my wife, no, this is something we're in on. Now, it is a subscription-based service. You don't have to buy a $10,000 piece of equipment, a $1,000 piece of equipment. It's just a monthly subscription, and that's how you do it. You stop at start if you want. But once you give it that, I say the college try, but they don't even try in college. You know what I'm saying? Give it a consistent run and watch over time what happens. For some people we've talked to, it's been more immediate. But if you've been dealing with something like my wife has for years, it may take a little bit of time. But, man, the signaling is for real.
Hey Robert, one of the things I wanted to share right along that line, so that people know this. When I started using what Robert's talking about is the voice scan, the Spark scan, it's something you can run once a week or every 2 weeks or whatever. It works slowly. Your body's actually identifying, and it's your innate intelligence selecting and prioritizing the things that's most important. And the reason why I believe it's working is because we're not harvesting this information efficiently from our environment anymore, okay, because toxins, whatever. But let me tell you the experience I had. I start using this, and after it took me three and a half months, something amazing happened, okay? I've had asthma for 10 years. I'm 72 years old. It's been progressively getting worse, and I was concerned about it, okay? And using this technology, after three and a half months, it disappeared. All the symptoms, I had been asthma-free for over a year, and that's the only thing different I've been doing. Now, had I stopped a month into this, I wouldn't have ever had that experience, okay? Another experience I had in the beginning, I was the first one to turn this thing on in the beginning with Dr. Cook. I tried it out, and I made my own health, what we call info boost. And after 2 hours of turning this on, something else amazing happened, okay? I've had ringing in my head, some people call it tinnitus, for 8 years. It disappeared in 2 hours. Okay, now, I can't tell you, I can theorize what might happen, but at the same time, I had an experience that happened very quickly, and yet another experience that took months to accomplish. But at the end of the day, the one that's the most exciting for me is the asthma being gone. I haven't had it for a year. I had a lady, Robert, 2 days ago call me from Hawaii, 79 years old. She got my phone number from a friend, okay? She's been suffering from, the label of osteoporosis. You know, bones are not doesn't have everything. When people have osteoporosis, they're assimilating the minerals that they need to make strong bones, okay? And so we went through the process. I set her up. She was very questionable whether this would work or not, but she wants to try it because nothing else has ever worked for her, okay? Well, we got her set up that evening. The next morning she woke up. She called me on the phone so excited. Oh, my gosh, the first time I've been pain-free. Now, we don't expect things to happen that fast, but in her case it did. And over the next several days, I've had her friends calling me wanting the same kind of treatment, okay, that have their various issues. The technology works. It's effective. It's one of the best tools I've found out there that can really, for the first time, give us what we need.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Many parts of the U.S. getting slammed with snow. Other parts getting drenched with rain, flooding, baseball-sized hail, and strong winds. There have been tornadoes reported in Texas. At Denver International Airport, more than 2,000 flights have been canceled this weekend, and by the end of tonight, Colorado expected to receive as much as 2 feet. Many storm and winter weather warnings up across parts of the U.S. A party on the south side of Chicago has erupted in gunfire. At least 2 people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic, and our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
At least 7 of the victims are in serious to critical condition. Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. USA Radio News. Riots and protests in several U.S. cities on Saturday night marked the one-year anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed during a police raid in Louisville. Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle saw protests and clashes between crowds and police. Rioters threw rocks at officers in Hollywood and smashed store windows. In Portland, Oregon, the federal courthouse downtown was targeted again. About 100 protesters were detained after being surrounded by a large group of officers. Several shops in downtown Seattle were seen with smashed windows and spray-painted walls. 13 people arrested. One of the Democratic Party's top lawyers has been hit with sanctions by a federal court for an ethics violation. The Epoch Times reports that Mark Elias, who was involved in elections-related lawsuits during the 2020 elections, was punished and criticized by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit this week. Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballots in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, again, I know this is a leap far for some. I know Super Don's still going, quantum. And Super D, you were the one that brought this article to my attention today. Were you not, or did I send it to you? I don't even remember at this point.
No, I saw that. Was it this morning or day before? I can't remember, but it caught my eye, and I thought, maybe this is something that might be interesting.
Yeah, NewScientist.com has an article. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. It says, quantum weirdness isn't weird. if we would accept objects don't exist. I'm like, well, okay, that's getting pretty out there, right? We can grasp the truth about the quantum world, it says physicist Carlo Rovelli, as long as we abandon our most cherished assumption about what's real and what's not. And then, you know, this goes to the heart of, a schism in science from the Western mindset, maybe to the Eastern. Maybe that's too easy to describe it, Ron, but the idea that everything is material, right? Materialistic reductionism in Western science, which only agrees that something is real if you can see it, touch it, taste it, you know, that, smell it, right. All of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ultimate skeptics, or we call skeptics, say a medicine is only real if it can kill you, which is what they accuse homeopathy of not being real because it can't kill you, right? That's their definition of real medicine, which is kind of stupid, but I get where I know what they're coming from a materialistic reductionist perspective.
Yeah.
But you can ask about a photon, right? Particle of light. Is it a particle or is it a wave? Apparently, it's both. Wait, how does that happen? So there's a lot more to reality in the quantum sciences than the other physical sciences can handle or accept or can digest even.
So for every person out there, so that, you know, human beings are we're very limited, okay? Because of our five senses and our human DNA, we can only experience 5% of the electromagnetic spectrum, which means basically 100% of reality, we only get to experience 5% of it, okay? And it's, we're limited as humans. But the quantum world, what's out there, that 95% is amazing. Now, our innate intelligence, which is our subconscious, actually dips into that quantum arena, and it knows all things, okay? So it's kind of like we have this spirit, innate intelligence that's living in this limited body. I have my theories as to why that happens, but we're here to experience polarity, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you look at the breakdown of reality, you look at everything is energy and information, but it means you can't see it, okay? But if you for example, I'm trained hypnotherapist. When you tap into someone's quantum field through their subconscious, the way this really works, the dots that I've connected, is the subconscious actually communicates with the quantum world. The quantum world is like this big genie that delivers what it is giving the instructions. It actually creates photons and energy waves, which are sound, and it needs one more application to create reality, and it is intelligence. We are the intelligence, the subconscious. We send the instructions, and then we this reality starts coming our way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what become, and as it gets closer to us, it becomes more dense and compressed, and it materializes in material. But when you break it down, what that material is, it's nothing but energy and information.
Right.
There is no physical reality that we live in. Limbic art ties into that quantum space and providing the information from those botanicals, the same thing that they're made up of, but it's in information form, in energy form, and the body knows exactly what to do with it. And that's the reason why this works so well.
All is Maya. Maya is, an ancient word meaning illusion. And
yes.
We live in the land of the worlds of illusion, of creation, and it's fluid, it's flexible, and we are designed, I believe, to be co-creators of our reality.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
But for many of us, we are raised in a victim state of consciousness,
yep,
where we are trained to let others create or co-create our reality for us. And then what becomes this reality is what we complain about all of the time. Oh, my gosh, look, Biden, whatever it is, political reality.
Robert, you said something. Earlier today, you mentioned about your friend Bruce Lipton. Okay,
yeah,
I had a chance to meet Bruce. Okay, over the phone, and I love Bruce because we have the same training. For example, I believe that we have emotions. For example, negative emotions that can be blocked and imprinted in our subconscious, playing a program to the quantum world, creating a reality that's not good for us. With this new technology we have with Limbic Art, we're moving in to provide an emotional program. For example, Robert, we can take negative emotions, place them in an unpotable setting, so that when we do the voice scan, it'll tell us what negative emotions are imprinted in us, and then we can neutralize them if we do the electromagnetics. And then at the same time, we can take positive emotions, place them in with the regular botanical. So if our voice scan or an innate intelligence selects that, we can get rid of the bad stuff, put in the good stuff, and it can change our reality. It certainly change our health. And so that's where we're moving with this. We're really excited about it. And I love Bruce Lipton because we're on the same page on this.
Yeah, Bruce is amazing. And he is one of the real PhD-level scientists that has been able to speak about the schism in science.
Yes.
From that reductionist view to this quantum view, if you will. And we come into, you know, so-called nebulous subjects like love and God,
yes,
which are not nebulous to me. I mean, they're very much what drives me in what I do here to bring healing to people. Not that I'm the healer, but, I think I quoted myself last week. I don't remember what it was. It's getting crazy when that happens. You're like, who said that? Oh, I said that. But I don't claim it. It's like stuff comes through me. I think I try to get out of the way. That the true, let's say, mission or purpose of a doctor or healer is to reconnect folks in need with the source of all healing. Simple as that. And, of course, from that comes all of the things that are needed. And in this sense, I sense about what I'm experiencing with the quantum signaling of the limbic arc is that it's working with that level, but with technology,
yes,
to get us connected to that, even which we're not conscious, fully conscious of, which is one of the biggest difficulties for any of us that have stubborn, lingering things we don't. It doesn't ever let me go. I don't know why. Where did it come from? Bruce talks about things that are being programmed into us unconsciously, subconsciously,
yep,
as children,
yep,
from the parents, and they're not even aware that it's happening, or
exactly,
longer terms than that. And so this seems to be able to take us to a place of healing at a level which the conscious mind has a struggle with. Let's be honest, even those of you struggling with the subject that we're talking about right now.
Exactly. Robert, you said something here, and in fact, it makes this sound simple. You know, what Dr. Cook did here, he created, and by the way, he didn't create this overnight, 30 years doing this, 17 years in another business with tens of thousands of practitioners using this technology. But what he's done is he's taken how our conscious interfaces with the subconscious, and that interface is called the limbic system. That's why it's called the limbic arc, okay? Then he's used biofeedback to help tie into our innate intelligence to assist us in the process of selection, okay, and prioritizing. And then the next thing he uses the vehicle of quantum physics to deliver and how it interfaces. So he's tied all these three things together. And like you said, I believe in the future we will all be able to do naturally what limbic arc does. But what he's designed this to do, it's training wheels.
Right.
It's training wheels for the average guy in the street so they don't have to become immersed in the science and technology and try and trial and error, because it takes a lot of effort to master this.
Ron,
every person can do this.
Nailing it again, Ron. I just see it. Like I said, we got mind meld going on here. Because I believe truly with all my heart and experience that we could and should be able to do this without any technology.
Yep,
but it's like you said, training wheels. What have we been programmed to believe? Technology is our savior, right?
Exactly. Yep.
And I don't buy into that, but I recognize it's done some cool things. So I'm not against technology or technological advancements. But of course, without consciousness, it can become deadly harmful, like vaccinology, like fifth generation and beyond wireless technologies that they don't take into consideration the negative impact and ways to neutralize or protect it. That's what we're doing here, you're doing with Limbic Arc as well, to be aware of this. But I think if we're trained, as Bruce Lipton argues too, that you can be impervious to this in a sense by living so consciously. Now, I talk about this. This is one of the things, and we'll wrap it up in just a minute here, Ron. But, one of my biggest arguments, because it was my experience when I had to transition from a chronically ill 24-year-old from 0 to 24 to one that was on a journey to health by cleaning up the garbage. We started talking about detox, and that's going to be the thing that saves us as well, that I went organic. And I say to people, if you want to get well, stop putting in the things that are obstructing your wellness or your desire to be well. And if you're not willing to do that, it tells me there's something in your consciousness that is kind of sabotaging your efforts. You don't really want, you're not really ready. And it's like mean to say it. People say, you're mean. No, I'm just saying your behavior is showing me where you're at. And so then there are people that say, I could be so conscious that I could eat toxic poison GMO food and not be affected by it. I'm like, okay, in all the worlds of creation, is it possible that you're so conscious that you could be impervious to that? Maybe. I mean, I'm not a naysayer, but I don't personally have the discipline to be that conscious. So I would say it's easier for me to just eat organically grown quality food. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about it then. I'm putting clean stuff into my body. True, it's not as clean as it once was, but all the things done on top of that will help. So if you have the discipline to be so conscious every waking moment that you can walk through walls of toxins, good for you. But I'm not going to argue that for many people. I think that's the rare exception to be that conscious and disciplined. So I acknowledge my limitations here, and so I'm going to utilize Limbic Arc, too,
yes,
as a technological training wheel to get me there, to help me get there and help my wife get there and others. So, again, I'm under, as you can hear me talking, this is stuff we didn't talk about when we first encountered
with
you.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, no, good for you. Thank you. And so let me just wrap it up here with you, Ron. How do people plug in? I have a direct link on the website at robertscottbell.com. I'll show everybody. You'll see Ron's here today, and there's a link that you click on the banner. We always have a banner up on the right-hand side. You click it, you're going to be taken to a thing called, it says rsb.limbicart.com, where you could subscribe and immediately activate it. It's a subscription service. As Bruce has told me, it's like you said, the first one is 100, but you can add like 5, 6, 7 more at 10 bucks.
Eight
more. Yeah. So think about that. You got 9 people. It could end up being 20 bucks a month if you wanted to. Like, I'm just saying, for people that say, oh, it's economically too challenging, but whatever. But get on it and start experimenting with it and then see the miracles occur as I'm witnessing. And I don't think they're miracles in the sense of, oh, my gosh, it just happened. I mean, I think there's explanations to this technology with communicating with the limbic system. So when people sign up, do they talk with Bruce Kemp, Dr. Kemp, or do they talk to you? Do they ever reach out? Do you help them to? Because, again, it's a learning curve to use it.
Yeah, it is. It is. In fact, right after this call, I have a young lady calling me from, I think, Alabama, wanting to come on board because she's friends with the other person who used it a few days ago and getting good results. And so I'll be doing that presentation. But in this case, because Dr. Kemp mm-hmm. is the contact, that's the person you'd want to contact.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Those are the only safe forms of ingestion, in my humble opinion. And they can be medicinal appropriately in the right, again, homeopathic form, calc floor, for instance. So, thanks, Matt. Great question. I got to do a little bonus homeopathic round, Super Don. Pretty cool, huh? Unplanned, unscheduled.
Snuck that one in.
We did. Just under the wire, too. We only have time for about one more topic. Super Don, Super Don, I need a hug.
You need a hug?
I need a hug.
You're
going to make cow noises. Why is that? Well, apparently, that's the next realm. If you can't hug your neighbor because of COVID, crazy, hug a cow.
Hug a cow.
Hug a cow. Not have a cow, hug a cow. Here is this Forbes article by our friend Bruce Lee. Remember, we've covered Bruce Lee stories before, the different guys.
Yes.
Cow cuddling services are more popular during COVID-19 coronavirus, I will say, scamdemic. And there you have a picture of animal-loving Pamela Anderson.
I was going to say, I totally was thinking that's Pamela Anderson, but it doesn't say that.
Yeah, she's a big advocate for animal welfare.
Okay.
I don't know if it's PETA-level stuff, but maybe.
Right.
But Pam Anderson is in that picture. Cow cuddling services. And apparently, I'd never heard of this. Had you? Cow cuddling? I've heard of free hugging.
Never heard of this, but apparently there's a place in Arizona, Amy's Farm Animal Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Apparently during the pandemic, where people have not been able to hug people because they might get sick and die, it turns out that cows, apparently they've tested cows, and cows do not get coronavirus. Mm. So this place in Arizona has been charging people $75 an hour to cuddle with their cows.
Well, that's an interesting way to make a little profit beyond milk.
Yes.
Every farm animal deserves the best. So it looks like they're cared for well. There's a lot of love there. They're talking, promoting vegan eating, so they're probably protecting the cows from being eaten one day. And, it's an animal sanctuary. You get to hug the cows for $75. You know, the only thing that concerns me here about cow cuddling is if they're saying go to bed with a cow. And then if the cow rolls over on you, you don't wake up. They're big. Even the little cows are big. So be careful about that. It seems like they're monitoring and supervising it okay. And maybe I'm being a little too concerning or cautious about it. But hug a cow, hug a tree, whatever you can hug. I hope that you hug your family. Super Don, you get lots of grandkid hugs. I noticed that when we talk in the morning. It's so...
Got one right before I came back from
our... She is so adorable, Riley.
Riley is.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, every time I hear her talk, I'm like, my heart melts. It's like the cutest sounds.
Well, imagine getting to be here with her all the time.
I know. You don't need to hug a cow. You got a grandbaby.
I've got a grandkid. I got four grandkids, so I got plenty of hugs.
And just to add on what I opened with today a little bit about going out to these Thursday meetings that Pam Popper has kind of instigated in a good way. People are like, you know, you go to shake their hands, like, no, I want to hug. They do. It's like, oh, yeah, let's hug. Hug it
and
out.
And that's cool. That's really cool. I know when I went to my dad's funeral, right, I got to see a bunch of relatives I hadn't seen in like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just my natural instinct, right?
Yeah.
And I went over to my aunt, you know, and everybody's wearing masks and all that stuff and like that. And I went over to my aunt. I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you. And I got done giving her a hug, and suddenly I realized what I just done.
You people hugged.
Oh my gosh. You know, she was just kind of like, hi. And I'm just like, oh, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
This sucks. When I get to see my relatives that I have not seen in a gazillion years at my dad's funeral, I got to sit there and try and do elbow bumps and stuff.
Question. I mean, you said you did hug some of them. Were they okay with that? Or did they recoil?
I had some cousin. That was just like, it's okay if I hug you? Of course. Yay, we got to do the hug. But they were, you know, older. You know, they're probably like in their 80s and stuff.
They were a little more concerned about hugs.
They were more concerned about it. But I did the hug, and like I said, I don't think she was prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was a natural inclination that you shouldn't have to think twice about hugging
Absolutely.
Your family.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Super Don, I give you a hug just because you're so
right.
awesome.
Okay.
And all y'all, hug worthy. And I hope to be able to give you all a hug at any of the events that are coming up as we start to open this up again. And again, first official, if you will, event looks like the Advanced Medicine Conference Memorial Day weekend, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hope to see you there. Give a big hug. And others may be coming up. There it is. This Super Don got it up there. Let me put it, maximize it up. When we come back from this break, we got UK Health Radio has to drop, but we've got a few more minutes extra time heading into the weekend. If we haven't answered your questions or comments, let's review them real quick here and come back and talk about that before we wrap it up. Okay? Folks, thanks for being here. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And where I remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.